If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I apologize if this is inappropriate. You're not supposed to make yourself laugh. I cracked myself up at the Padres game on Sunday.
Okay.
You know, it was Star Wars weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everywhere you looked at Petco Park, at least when I was there on Sunday, people in their Star Wars gear. I actually took a picture of a father and son dressed as a Jedi and Boba Fett.
Aww.
It was awesome.
That's
and
great.
I saw lots of women in Princess Leia wigs. And I mean, I hope you guys find this as funny as I do, or else I'm just going to leave the room.
Okay.
I was looking at they were showing some Star Wars, people dressed in Star Wars characters on the Jumbotron, ironically, and there was a woman who had an R2-D2 kind of looking costume on.
Yeah.
She was very, very well endowed.
Oh, so she had big boobs.
I said, look, it's
I'll say it. She had big boobs.
I said, okay. Look, it's R2-DD2.
That's funny. That's good. I think that's funny.
That's very funny.
Hey, look, it's her counterpart. C3P. Whoa. I got a million of them. I can't wait till next year.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I'd rather talk about well-endowed droids than what happened last night at Petco Park any day of the week.
It's a great point, and we laughed.
Oh, man. I laughed last night when I watched the Nationals, who are not good at all, 33-46, destroy us. It was 10-6. The score didn't really indicate the mood of the game. They were pouncing on us right from the get-go. And a lot of people are going to be talking about the fact that the big damage was done by three former Padres, two of whom we traded to get Juan Soto. But I'll just say this. If we hadn't have made that trade, would we have gotten to the NLCS a couple years ago? And if we had not made that trade, would we have the team that we have today? The answer to both of those questions is no. So
excellent.
Stop that.
Okay.
It's one game.
Yeah, well, it's in the past now.
And this girl with the R2-D2 costume, sweet Tanado. I mean, what? The Force was with her.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. It was with all of us at that time. This Friday, we are returning to the San Diego County Fair because John Party is playing, the California Kid. Yes, he's from Northern California, but we'll let it pass.
I'm also looking forward to going back because there was only two things that we ate food-wise, or I ate food-wise, at the San Diego County Fair last week. And that was that ramen taco. Okay. I can pass on that one again.
Yeah, I don't have to have that either.
I stopped and got specialty popcorn. Oh. One was the Dalmar mix, which is, of course, the caramel and the cheese.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the churro popcorn.
Excuse me. You also ate the Australian battered potatoes. I was right there with you.
Oh, I did have those. I forgot about that. That was awesome. Those are like a given, right? We have those every year.
They're so
but
good.
I want to try something new. And producer Jessica, over the weekend, tried something new to both of us that... when you describe this, it's like, I don't know how I could resist them.
Yeah. If you have a heart condition, by the way, just beware. This might
just
do you in just hearing
bite.
About it.
Just one small bite.
So this is the Super Volcano Fries. They're at Farmer in the Dell, which is over by the paddock area. It's actually inside one of the bar areas on the paddock. And one of the specialty items. Now, every year at the fair, they do these food competitions and different locations will enter the specialty food for this year, and this is one of the finalists for this year. It didn't win. I think it should have, because it is the best thing I've ever eaten at the fair.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It is.
Super Volcano Fries.
Yes.
Consist of?
Full pound of golden fries topped with Kahlua pork, beef bulgogi, sunny side up eggs, and a flavor blast of sauces, chili crunch, furikake. I never know how
Watch
to pronounce
Watch your mouth,
that.
Please.
I never know how to pronounce that word. And green onions. It's so good. And it is the biggest plate of fries you will ever get in your life. And just all those flavors together, I couldn't get enough of it. Of course, I say that, and I still didn't even get through a quarter of it.
I was going to say, who can eat that by themselves?
I know it was a mistake to get by myself. But I will tell you, the price point on them is usually $30, which sounds like a lot, but that's a lot of food. But on Fridays, when you guys are there for John Party between, I think, 11 and 4, all of those foodie items are half off. Oh. So those are only $15 between 11 and 4.
We're in.
Yeah.
Regularly $30?
It's worth $30. It's one of those when it came up, it feeds like 3 to 4 people.
Oh, well, there you go.
Good Lord. Okay.
Yeah, well, no, it's huge.
So let's learn how to pronounce what producer Jessica was trying to say.
Furikake? I never know how
to pronounce that.
Furikake.
Furikake.
Furikake. Nope.
I'm very uncomfortable with the whole conversation right now. Moral of the story is get your volcano magic fries, whatever they're called.
Super volcano fries. At Farmer in the Dell.
At the San Diego County Fair.
And we'll see you there Friday for John Party. Once again, we'll be in the Toyota Lounge, so you'll be able to come by and say hi.
Yeah, it worked out so well last week with Jordan Davis. We're going to do it again. Thank you, San Diego County Toyota dealers. It's right in front of where you go in and get in line for the main stage show. So we'll see you Friday at the fair. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Ray in Alpine. Ray, what's going on?
I just headed for work.
Yeah? All right, buddy. Well, while you're doing that, why don't you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Okay, Tammy, it's time to go.
All right. Good luck, Ray.
Ray, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You can get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Ray, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes, sir.
A lawyer in Colorado accidentally called a female judge honey instead of your honor. It did not go well. What is the name of the female TV judge that was on for 25 seasons and still gets great ratings and reruns?
No, don't know.
A list of the best beach scenes in pop culture history includes this scene in the movie Top Gun, where the pilots all get together for a shirtless round of what sport?
A volleyball.
The New Hampshire city where the original Jumanji was filmed held an animal costume race to mark the movie's 30th anniversary. Who was the star of the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
Jack Black won Favorite Actor at the 2025 Kids' Choice Awards. What was the name of his latest movie, where he plays a struggling doorknob salesman who discovers a portal that transforms him to the overworld?
I don't know.
And finally, Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the 4th Meet the Parents movie. Tell me the name of the 3rd Meet the Parents movie.
Meet the Falkers?
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Ray, what you up to today, man?
Headed for work.
What do you do, man?
I set tile.
Okay. How's your back?
44 years later, doing pretty good.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Ray did 2 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
A lawyer in Colorado accidentally called a female judge honey instead of your honor. Safe to say, it did not go well.
Yeah.
This could have been 3 separate.
Okay, but it wasn't 3 separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
Honey, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Your Honor. That, I'm sorry. I've just been totally thrown by
I can imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Awesomely awkward. What is the name of the female TV judge that was on for 25 seasons and still gets great ratings and reruns?
Is that Judge Judy?
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, yep.
Ray couldn't remember. Bet you did now, buddy. 1-0 to you. Yeah. Sorry, man. A list of the best beach scenes in pop culture history includes this scene in the movie Top Gun, where the pilots get together for a shirtless round of what sport?
Volleyball.
I just still can't imagine how uncomfortable it must have been to play volleyball in full-on jeans and no shirt.
Whatever.
All that's, yeah. I'm just thinking about sand and denim. You're not thinking about that. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it is 2-1, Tammy. Ray knew that. The New Hampshire city where the original Jumanji was filmed held an animal costume race to mark the movie's 30th. Who is the star of the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
That is right. It is 3-2. Ray knew that. Jack Black won Favorite Actor at the 2025 Kids' Choice Awards. What was the name of his latest movie, where he plays a struggling doorknob salesman who discovers a portal that transforms him into the overworld?
Oh. I don't remember.
Come on, it's when we're all the nerds were throwing the popcorn at the screen all year long. Oh, a Minecraft movie.
Minecraft, yes.
Ray didn't know either. 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the fourth Meet the Parents movie. Tell me the name of the third Meet the Parents movie. And please be careful while answering.
Little Fockers?
Little Fockers is right. Yeah. Man, good for you. Ray went with the name of the second one, Meet the Fockers. And today we finish with a score of Tammy 4, Ray 2. Ray, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we have a great prize for you, pal.
Ray, you're now going to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore. They'll be at Gallagher Square at Petco Park July 19th.
Oh, awesome.
Ray, have a great day. We appreciate you listening. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I am Ray in Alpine, and I flunked out at College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Maybe you were on the receiving end. Maybe you are the person that did it. Wrote or relayed a passive-aggressive message to a person that you thought deserved it. 833-287-1037. My girlfriend, Sam, is very... very kind and sweet. You know her.
I know
she's
Sam
very
well.
Personable.
She's a lovely lady.
Thank you. I feel the same way. But you also don't want to mess with Sam. And she's not afraid to tell you if something's not right in her world.
Yes.
Which I admire, because there's a lot of people that won't do that, and they get frustrated by things later, and it could have been just worked out by saying, hey, that bothered
sure.
me.
Yes.
We've got neighbors who are inconsiderate with their dog.
Meaning
they never pick up after their dog.
Ugh.
And rarely is the dog on a leash. And, you know, we don't live in a farm. We don't live in even a fenced community. And, and it's very clear in the HOA.
Yeah.
And I'm not that guy usually, but I mean, come on. They tell you dogs need to be on leashes. You got your dog on a leash. I thought that was a law, actually.
Well, and even more than that is picking up after your dog. Your dog poops, you pick it up. Sorry, that's end of story.
Well, it's even worse because we've got like a little community. I live in a townhouse, and in our little community area, there's a putting green, and it's right next to our place. And it's not just ours, it's everybody's, right?
Yeah.
And that's where they let the dog go. There's kids. They bring their kids out to crawl around while dad's putting.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So Sam recently encountered yet another friendly deposit by the dog, who's doing nothing wrong except being a dog.
Yeah, it's not the dog's fault.
And bags it for them in our little poop bags and ties it up and places it on their doorstep with a message saying, please pick up after your dog. And I said, it's a little passive aggressive. I don't think she got offended, but she's like, I'm just tired of seeing that day after day, and I decided to do something about it. Do you think that's passive aggressive?
Because
I don't want to be, I want to have a nice relationship with my neighbors. We're new.
Sure. Maybe she could have knocked on the door and said, I think you forgot this.
Oh, that's even more passive.
No, it's not. That's not passive. It's confronting them with it. I think if she would have left a note like, I clean it up for you this time. I think her note was like, I think that was direct and straight to the point.
Well, I'm not saying it wasn't justified. I was just wondering if that might be a tad bit passive aggressive. And I'm not one to back down from a conflict if it needs to be, you know, addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to start off on the wrong foot in the neighborhood.
I understand and maybe that.
These are just the lovable kids next door that just think it's, there's no excuse for it. There's just no excuse for it.
No, they let their dog poop. And clearly this isn't the first time it's happened.
No, it's happened multiple times. And it's not like we all have our own yards. And this person's individual yard is littered with its own dogs, you know.
Yeah.
That would be okay. I'm sorry you live a sloppy life, but it's not my business. That's your yard. We don't have yards.
Yeah.
We just have house, and then this little open courtyard area.
Yes. No, that, yeah. And, well, I think it was warranted. But warranted or not, getting a note from the neighbor or someone you may or may not know can leave you feeling a certain way.
Sure, and combative at times, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Have you or were you ever the recipient of a passive-aggressive message, emails, even snide comment? Or if you have done it, 833-287-1037.
I experienced it when someone left an anonymous note on my car in the parking garage at work because they didn't like a particular bumper sticker. I'll share that coming up next.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF. My girlfriend Sam left what I thought was somewhat of a passive-aggressive note to our neighbors, reminding them to pick up after their dog with the evidence of the fact that they did not pick up their dog in a bag on their front porch. I mean, I get it. It's a drag, but I don't know. I want to know what you think. 833-287-1037.
Debbie and El Cajon, have you left a passive-aggressive note, or have you thought of doing one?
No, my dog. I told my neighbor to do this because she has the problem with the dogs. They're leaving the boo-boo on the step. If she gets sick of it, I go, why don't you pick it up and put it in a bag and give it to them? Give it to the owners. And here, I believe this is yours.
Now, that's what Tammy suggested that she do, too.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Debbie. Cassandra and Ramona, have you left a passive-aggressive note or received one?
There wasn't a note involved. We had a similar situation years ago. We had a greenery area outside of our condo, and we had these neighbors that were constantly allowing their dogs to use our greenery area to use the restroom. And it got to the point where we even put bags out for people with notes. It continued to happen. And one day me and my ex-husband, we were outside on the patio and we saw the people let their dogs do it. And we'd had enough because we used it for our kids too. And he went outside, he grabbed it, he picked it up in a bag, and then he dumped it on right in front of their doorstep and then walked away. And the next day we were all sitting outside and they came over and they were sort of complaining about the fact that they were like, I can't believe like seriously let their dog just, you know, go to the bathroom right on our doorstep. Who would ever do that? And we were just sitting there. We're like, I can't believe that. How could anybody do that? That is so disrespectful.
Took it out of the bag and put it back on their patio.
That's a passive-aggressive move.
It was beyond passive-aggressive.
More aggressive than passive.
I think that the way that she handled it was fabulous.
Awesome. Thank you, honey. So I had a passive-aggressive moment of my own. This was a few years ago. And it was because of a bumper sticker that I had on my car. And I got it at some concert somewhere, but I liked it because it kind of fit with the way the traffic is here. My sticker said, don't be a Richard, but it was the shortened version of Richard. Okay. And someone took the time to write out these sticky notes in progression underneath it saying, don't be a Richard like me. I like to be vulgar and teach your kids who see my car that they can be vulgar too. The thing was, is it actually was from a band of some sort. And I thought it kind of fit because of the way people can be in traffic. And you know what? Don't be a Richard. Be nice.
You don't think that person might have been upset because their 5-year-old who just learned how to read asked what that bumper sticker meant?
To a 5-year-old, you could just tell them it's someone's name and they clearly don't like that person. I don't know. There's a lot worse bumper stickers and things out on the road that everybody can read on billboards, for crying out loud.
All right. Don't be a
passive-aggressive town. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hang on, I have to check one thing. Okay. We're at the fair. We're about to introduce Jordan Davis, and a listener says, your fly's down, bro. And that's my worst nightmare ever, coming on stage in front of you and saying, hey, look at me. So, all good.
Well, I have two things to say about that. First of all, I'm not sure I have to tell you everything.
Yeah.
And secondly,
you did it right on stage.
I don't know. I'm trying to shove the words back in my mouth. And in this case, shove them back in my ears after hearing it and reliving it. And secondly, why are we talking about this?
Okay.
Not exactly a highlight.
Because producer Jessica needs to be a part of this.
Yeah.
By the way, I'll just step in for 1 second before you guys embarrass me. That was any further than I already have myself. That was Thursday night at Dierks Bentley at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
I know. I was shocked that he is doing it on stage in front of the entire crowd. I'm like, okay. Anyway.
By the way, I posted that video and somebody said John's turning into San Diego's dad and I'm here for it, which you kind of are. You are now San Diego's dad. And it's adorable. But go on.
Explain what that means to me.
You give off such, you are a dad, so it makes sense, but you're such dad vibes.
Yeah. It's, there you go.
I love it.
I can't be San Diego's cool, hot older brother anymore. No, I'm the dad. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, you're the dad.
Yeah, that ship has long sailed, pal.
So I was on Facebook memories. I came across this photo and this post, and I sent it to producer Jessica, and I said, we have to talk about this week. And I want you to read the date, John.
Okay. The date is June 21st, 2018.
And then read the caption.
Oh, my God. Whoops. John got caught with his fly down, John and Tammy. Oh, my God, my fly was down.
It's a picture of John and I with a listener, and your fly was open, and we had to put one of the emojis over over your zipper area because it was wide open.
You know, it's a darn nice sized emoji, I'll tell you that right now. And here's the weird part. That happened in 2018, but almost to the day of the latest fly mishap.
Isn't it weird?
That is so weird.
Is it the summertime that you start going, woohoo, here I am, as God made me?
I guess. And you know what? You're right. I'm also wearing a jacket that you guys used to give me crap for and you didn't like it. And I'm looking at it now. I don't like it either. Why didn't you tell me sooner? And also tell me my fly was down.
Yeah.
Can you help a brother out sometime?
Well, obviously.
You look fine as usual. Listener looks, well, she looks fine. I'm like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, I'll repost the photo. But apparently, it's a problem with you.
Yeah.
This time of year.
It happens to a lot of people.
I know.
And sometimes it's not your fault.
I know.
Sometimes the pants just have a loose zipper. Sometimes maybe your pants don't fit you right. And maybe sometimes you just wash your hands and forget to zip. I don't know. Just leave me alone.
Here's good news. That it means it's happened before. And it was not such a big deal. It wasn't that traumatizing.
Well, that's because it didn't happen.
Forgot about it.
That's because it didn't happen on stage in front of thousands of people. It happened in front of a cameraman and a listener, unfortunately, and no one ever had to know or see it.
I love it. Anyway, I just found it very funny that it was the same time of year, the same problem.
I mean, almost to the day. That's so weird.
Wild.
Well, maybe we'll turn June into Check John's Fly Month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check a Fly Month.
Check a Fly Month.
I'm not the only one that this has happened to.
I know you're not. But you're the only one right now with a microphone in front of you. So.
John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Alicia in University City. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, John and Tammy.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Alicia, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you happen to get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jack Black won Favorite Actor at the 2025 Kids' Choice Awards. What network has always aired the Kids' Choice Awards?
Nickelodeon.
Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the 4th Meet the Parents movie. The series stars Ben Stiller as a male nurse named Gaylord Falker, who goes by a different first name. What is it?
Oh, gosh. One of my favorite movies, and I'm drawing a blank. Greg!
San Diego Charger legend and pro football player LaDainian Tomlinson turned 46 yesterday. What was his nickname?
LT.
Kacey Musgraves slipped and fell in Mexico and broke her rib. What was the name of Kacey's first hit? Here's a hint. You can ride this at the San Diego County Fair.
Ooh. Carousel?
And finally, director, screenwriter, producer, and comic book writer Joss Whedon had a birthday yesterday. Joss created so many shows, one of them the legendary TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and its spinoff that ran from 1999 to 2004. What was that called?
I don't know that one.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. All right, Alicia, what's happening today?
Work, work, work. I'm a corporate recruiter for a large company locally here in San Diego.
All right. How's business? You got a lot of openings?
We do. Lots.
Really? Okay, good. Alicia, I'm not sure you heard. She's a corporate recruiter for a large company here in San Diego.
She's got a lot of jobs?
Yeah, she did. That's why the same thing I asked. She said they got a lot of job openings right now. That's good to know. Alicia did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Alicia.
Jack Black won Favorite Actor at the 2025 Kids' Choice Awards. What network has always aired the Kids' Choice Awards?
Nickelodeon.
That is right. Alicia knew that 1-1. Owen Wilson has been confirmed for the 4th Meet the Parents movie. The series stars Ben Stiller as a male nurse named Gaylord Falker, who goes by a different first name. What is it?
Hang on, because I can hear Robert De Niro say, can I milk a cat?
Exactly.
What's
the
his
line.
Name, though?
Exactly the line I was thinking.
Can I milk a cat? Kevin?
Did you say Kevin just because you wanted to play this?
No.
The line you're looking for is, I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
Kevin's not even close. Yeah. And Alicia knew that. So okay. It's 2-1, Alicia. San Diego Charger legend and pro football player LaDainian Tomlinson turned 46 yesterday. What was his nickname? Oh, LT. Okay, well, Alicia knew that. It is 3-1. Tammy, you got to get both of these right.
Yeah.
Or Alicia's got $100 of your money. Tammy, Casey Musgrave slipped and fell in Mexico and broke a rib. What was the name of Casey's first hit? Here's a hint. You can ride this at the San Diego County Fair.
Merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. Alicia had the same ride, different name, went with carousel. I'm sorry, can't give it to you. 3-2, Alicia. And finally, Tammy, for the tie and a win for you, director, screenwriter, producer, and comic book writer Joss Whedon had a birthday yesterday. Joss created so many shows, one of which the legendary TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and also its spinoff that ran from 1999 to 2004. What was it called?
I believe that's Angel.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, Manny. She does it again, Alicia. Comes back. A tie. I thought you had it for sure today. She's that good. All ties go to Tammy. So none of Tammy's money for you, but a great prize nonetheless.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Billy Currington and Kit Moore. They'll be at Gallagher Square, Petco Park on July 19th.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Thank you, Alicia. Have a wonderful day at work. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy told me she's getting a pig.
Mm-hmm.
I picture right now Kurt building a nice little, what do they call it, pig house? A hovel? Pig shack? Pig pen! Pig pen, sorry. Or in Kurt's case, a pig palace. I'm sure for your new pet pig, nothing but the best knowing your husband.
Oh, that's probably not anywhere near what we're going to do because we're talking about getting a pig to eat.
Really? You guys, are you buying? Are you going in with somebody like buying a half a pig or something?
Yes. So.
Oh, I love that.
I know.
Fresh pork.
I know. Our neighbor Jordan and I, we're going to go in on a pig that we're getting from Wahihuna Ranch in Alpine. It's a family-run fully regenerative farm in Tejasa Valley. Beautiful place, by the way. Miles is the owner. And Miles raises animals in this way. And then you buy the animal and you can either have it butchered for you, or if you're someone who knows what they're doing, you can do the butchering. So I wanted to talk with Kurt about the fact that, is he really going to help butcher a pig?
We are.
Have you ever butchered a pig before?
I have not butchered a pig.
What have you butchered?
Well, many a fowl, various fowl. Deer.
I didn't remember if you had butchered any beef before.
No.
Obviously, Miles knows what he's doing. I know Jordan has done some butchering before. Are you more excited to learn something?
No, I don't know. We're debating on whether to have this. It's like one of the top butchers in the United States lives right here by us. And he does a lot of butchering. In fact, he butchered Jordan's cow. That would be nice. It's all packaged up. Beautifully, he knows what he's doing, like competition butcher, dude's dances. I'd like to see that. You know, I can do it.
Just, I know that you like learning new things.
Right. It's all debatable. Cash versus time and learning and watching this guy is a good learning experience,
that's
too,
true.
You know.
So I'm confused. Does Kurt want to butcher or want the professional butcher to do his job?
He's debating because you know my husband. If he can learn something new, he definitely will.
I'm also confused. Are you trying to just have PETA explode right in front of you?
Well, I'm sorry. Do people go to the grocery store every day and buy beef?
Hey, listen.
There you go.
You know me. I had bacon on the side for breakfast on Saturday at Swami's. I am not bringing it up because I've got anything against eating meat. I am bringing butchering your own pig up because, haven't you seen Babe?
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Okay, listen. Okay, don't go that direction.
Babe, I mean, come on.
You know me, John. I am an avid believer in...
pissing off PETA.
I am an avid believer of organic, small, sustainable farming, and I'm
that's fine. What does that have to do with Kurt butchering a pig?
Because that's part of it, right? If you're going to be a part of this and something that he could learn and do, and he always wants to learn something new. Plus, you know what? You're going to save a couple $100 if you're not the one, if you don't pay a butcher to do it.
But some things you just let the pros do. I mean, look, if I got a problem with my toilet, no offense, I'm calling a plumber, not Kurt.
Well, but Kurt would be able to fix it. I'm sorry, but he would.
I'm trusting the pro. Although I did see Kurt actually perform surgery on somebody at one of our vacations.
That's
and I'm not joking.
It's true.
She's like, why go to a doctor because I split my head open?
Yes.
I'll just have Kurt take out the old needle and thread and you know, patch the dome up. Go to a doctor, woman!
If you remember, we were in Mexico, and they needed at least $3,000 for them to even see her.
And her husband said,
yeah, let's let Kurt do it.
Good God.
And it was beautiful. He's a great stitcher.
PETA, just remember. Okay? I brought up Babe.
Okay, you eat meat.
I brought up Babe, and I had a ham and rye sandwich while watching Babe. Is that twisted? I don't know. But Tammy's cousin's butchering a pig, and that's all you need to know.
Oh God.
And Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOF.
This is a very, very busy week.
Not to give you my entire calendar, but check this out. Big St. Jude meeting today. Tomorrow, Padres game. Friday, we got John Party at the San Diego County Fair, but not before Thursday, where we head to Saquon for the first River Concert Series of the season.
This Thursday, it kicks off with a concert from Caroline Jones. She's going to be joining us tomorrow on the show. She's a member of the Zac Brown Band and just an incredible artist in her own right.
I think you said it best last week, Tammy, when you said there's not an instrument that she probably can't play. She's so multi-talented.
Yeah, she is. And imagine we get to watch it from the retreat pool and cabana. We would like you to be there with us. If you go to Saquon.com, you can get your tickets, and I wouldn't wait on that.
I love the River Concert Series. I haven't been to too many of them, but one of my highlights was when we saw the guys in Low Cash, and just watching the vibe of y'all just doing exactly what Tammy just said, floating down the lazy river, having a cocktail, watching music, dancing. It really is a special event, which is duh why they do it every year. It's San Diego's only outdoor pool concert series, and we're stoked to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm, and we want you to be there with us, so get your tickets right now at Saquon.com.
Remember, Caroline Jones joins us tomorrow morning. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.